All right, Bill Brady is with us. He is the minority leader of the Senate in the state of Illinois down in Spring Patch. Let's talk a little bit. First of all, I need to get your reaction, Senator, to this story that has come out, these emails that were exchanged with Mike McClain. And in these emails, some really, really disturbing things. Basically, standing up. There's an appeal to stand up for a guy, not to let a guy get fired, who apparently was aware of two criminal acts: one, a criminal sexual assault, and the other, a ghost payroller situation. And because he was keeping quiet, they're like, "Hey, he's a good guy." Obviously, you've been around Springfield a long time, Bill. There's a lot of people of questionable morality and ethics that, you know, they've trotted those halls at the Capitol. But does this surprise you?
What has been reported is just not only disgusting, but reprehensible. It does surprise me, but it's getting to where nothing surprised me. I think we have to remember there's a victim in this case, and we have to do everything we can to protect that victim. But I have authored a letter today that I'm sending to the Director of State Police, and that I'm sending a copy to the governor and the other three legislative leaders, demanding or requesting that he open an investigation into this. We can't allow this to go uninvestigated. The truth needs to be known under all circumstances, and it seems like right now there's just too many ways to pass the buck, and I think the state police is an appropriate avenue. And as I'm sending him a letter today, but this is reprehensible. We can't lose sight of the fact that there's a victim in this sexual allegation, or rather, referred to as rape. The other incidents of ghost payrolling is bad, not equally as bad in my mind. But anybody right. who knows anybody who's covered something up or done something. At the expense of a victim, of some predator, needs to come forward and help bring to light justice in this case.
Well said. This is, I think, not a surprise to a lot of people who've been watching Springfield for as long, and just politics in the state of Illinois, city of Chicago, you know, a little smaller, but these are the kinds of things is the conspiracy of silence, guys going in, because there are a lot of people, and we're seeing it increasingly, and the federal government has been out trying to scoop some of these folks up, that treat government, whether it's municipal government, small municipal government, in some cases state government, they treat it like a mob cartel, right? They feel like it's one gigantic criminal conspiracy, and you know, it's hard, right? I mean, the people who get voted in to go down there and do the right thing, and I count you among them. It's got to be really disheartening.
It is, and as I said, am I surprised? Yes, I've never seen anything I can recall like this. Very seldom do I call on the state police to investigate an action, but this needs to be dealt with, and the perpetrator here needs to be dealt with. It's the protection of the victim.
Yeah,
but the people of Illinois also deserve better, but more so we got to care for this victim of this horrific, reprehensible act.
Very quickly before we let you go, the 2020 legislative calendar is starting now. What's going to get done here? Are we going to get online gambling in Illinois this year?
Well, I don't know about that, and as been reported, I've got an interest in the gaming industry, so I'll accuse myself from those types of things. But I do think there are some important things that need to be done. We need to take seriously the burden the property taxes prey on the citizens of this state. We've got to grow our economy, and frankly, we've got to do everything we can to fend off this Democratic attempt to eliminate Illinois' constitutional fair tax provision, as the Democrats are trying to do. We benefit from fair tax, a flat fair tax. It needs to be retained. It's a big issue for us because we know that the only way to solve Illinois' problems is more job opportunities for Illinois families, and you're not going to get that if you continue to threaten the people who create those jobs.
Senator, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Senator Bill Brady.
Thank you, Ro.
Thank you, sir. Let's check in with Lauren Lapko. What's happening on the roads and in the skies?